Oh, with great anticipation. Everyone's very excited about being able to participate. Rondonet originally is based, if you like, on the Catholic beliefs and has very strong links with both La Verna and Camaldoli. So, no, they're very excited.
You talked about its Catholic history. Tell us a little bit about Rondonet. How it got started.
What we normally say is that Rondonet wasn't designed at a table. So it basically grew up out of an intuition on the part of a group of young Italians living in Arezzo who were part of a small church group. They began using some of the spaces in this village called Rondonet for local projects with disabled people, with families, with young people in Arezzo. And as part of their work. One year, this was around the end of the 1980s, beginning of the 1990s, they decided to take a musical on the life of San Francesco to Russia. And during this tour that they made in Russia, they happened to be able to meet some very important academics and intellectuals, both from Russia and from Chechnya. And they became friends, and they were, during the really terrible conflict in Chechnya, they were asked if they could house some Chechen students who couldn't continue with their university studies in Chechnya because the university had been completely destroyed as a result of the conflict. And their intuition was to say, yes, we will, you know, have them come over to Italy and we'll house them and we'll let them continue their studies here on the condition that you can find Russian students who are willing to come over and study with them and live with them. And that was the spark that set off the whole development of the association. But it really was just an intuition initially.
But obviously they had some sort of success between those Russians and Chechens.
Absolutely. I mean, the very first ones who came over found it very difficult. Our president, Franco Vaccari, likes to recount that talking about living together with, you know, your so-called enemy is easy. Using words, yes, we're all for peace, you know, is fairly easy. When it comes to having to share the same spaces, share the same fridge, share the same washing machine, it wasn't always so easy at the beginning. But obviously, the first few years were a little bit more rocky. It was harder to find. We didn't have very many contacts. It was harder to find students interested. Gradually, over the years, we've developed a whole system of selecting students and talking to universities and other people in the different countries that we work with. So we have a whole series of partners that, you know, we can depend on in order to find students who are interested in the project.
Now, you have young people from all sorts of countries in conflict, kids from all different faiths as well.
That's right.
What are they like when they arrive, and how do you see them change over the months and years that they spend with you?
When they arrive, they are both excited and nervous. So, of course, they're all very motivated and interested in the idea of spending, you know, a year and a half in Italy and living with people from the other side of their conflict, people who at home they don't have the possibility to meet because they're divided by boundaries and they can't actually physically meet up with each other. So they're excited at the same time, of course, very nervous because the people they're about to meet are people who are their so-called enemies. And so they've been, if you like, constructed for them through their education, through, you know, the prejudices that are created in each country as these sort of faceless enemies. When they come to Rondonet, they meet them and they discover that they're young people just like them. And that's what's really great about the fact that they can live together for a year and a half, is that they begin to find out that actually they have an awful lot in common. And so their motivation grows and their trust grows over the months that they stay at Rondonet. And normally when they leave, they find it hard to think that they have to go back home, and that when they're back home, it'll be much harder to meet up with those friends that they've made ties with.
Any kids in particular stand out for you?
Oh, it's hard to make preferences, of course. I often have a particular feeling for students who come from very strong English-speaking areas, of course. So, for example, Israel and also Palestine and Lebanon. I don't know. We tend to have a feeling together, partly, I think, based on the kind of language and sharing a few of those common linguistic and cultural, you know, heritage. But really, every person, every year is different. And, you know, there, of course, there are always people who are important with, mostly the people that I guess I work with closely, because I organize educational projects with the students. And so that means working very closely with them, helping them meet schools here in Italy and talk to the school students about their own experiences of conflict. So the people, the students that I become close to tend to be the students who I work closely with on those kinds of educational projects.
Now, for some of these young people, it's their first experience in a Christian country, their first impact perhaps with a majority Catholic secular culture. What is their reaction towards this reality when they arrive?
Normally, very positive, I have to say. Rondine, although it's a Catholic-based association originally, it's completely secular and open to all religions. So I think it's quite, in a way, the impact is slightly diminished for them, because when they arrive at Rondine, they feel that they're very much surrounded by all different kinds of religions, all different kinds of nationalities, and all different kinds of languages. So they're very much integrated within a multicultural context. I guess when they start going to Italian universities and, you know, having more of a role within sort of Italian social fabric, maybe they come up against the differences, the religious differences, a little bit more. But generally, they experience that in a very positive way. Certainly, you know, the sense that the Catholic communities are welcome them, I think that's generally the feeling that they get.
It sounds to me that Rondine, in when it's putting out feelers to accept new students from different countries, that it's looking for people who are coming from more moderate backgrounds, who might already be involved in peace building or something like that. But what does that say about the people who are outside of that ambiance, who may not have any access to that sort of moderate lifestyle or beliefs?
I think you could say that at Rondine, we try and get a kind of representation of all of the different kinds of levels of engagement, let's say. It's very important, because it's a small group of students, there are only about 25, maximum 30 students who live at Rondine at any one time. And so it's very important to have a well-balanced group. That means that when we go and select our students, we interview students from all the different countries, and only once we've interviewed all of them do we decide who we're going to accept or not, because we try and create a group that's going to be well balanced. And so that also means choosing some students who already have a little bit of experience in the field of, say, peace building or dialogue, because they give extra motivation, enthusiasm, and ability to the students, other students who maybe initially have less experience in the field. And I think for us, it's also very important to be able to work with people who don't necessarily have experience but are interested in opening up to the people who they are separated from as a result of the conflict. In a way, it wouldn't make sense if all the students we chose were already, if you like, converted, although that's not quite the right word to use, but, you know, who already were convinced of the value of dialogue and peaceful coexistence. In a way, our project needs to work also with students who have an idea that that might be the road to take, but, you know, they haven't started walking along that road yet. And so we accompany them along that road and help them to see where their lives can fit into a project of peace building and dialogue. So it's very much a case of having a balance of the two kinds of people, let's say.
Can these kids make a difference when they return home after their experience at Rondine? And I mean, do you keep in touch with alumna and what are they
Absolutely.
Telling you?
Yeah, we have an alumni association, which is called the League of the Rondine d'Oro. The Rondine d'Oro is the title of the award that each student gets when they finish their period at Rondine and they graduate, if you like, and they go home. And so we have an association that brings together all the old students. It's mostly about keeping students in touch with each other, letting them know what Rondine is working on, and seeing whether any of them can continue contributing to our work. And a lot of them do, both by coming to Italy and doing projects with us at Rondonet, also in their home countries, helping us select new students, helping us do interviews, helping us meet, you know, local politicians, that kind of thing. I think students who go back home, of course, it's not easy, but the difference that they make starts on a very personal level. So it starts with their families, it starts with their friends, it starts with their work colleagues maybe, and then gradually, you know, it goes out in concentric circles. Obviously, some students are more active than others, or it may well be that their own profession is a profession in the field of peace building and dialogue. Others choose other professions, but they continue talking about their experience of Rondonet as on an informal level. But no, we have some students that really have done some interesting things. A lot of them go and work in the diplomatic services of their own country. Some of them have gone into local government. Some of them work in universities, for example, in faculties on peace building. So everyone, I think, manages to contribute in a little way to, you know, to furthering the cause.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add before I ask you a couple other questions that are a little bit more mundane?
That we do quite a few international-based projects at Rondonet over the summer. Most of them are short residential summer camps open to people from different countries. So if anyone's interested, that they can go and have a look at our website or contact us directly by email. Anyone who's interested in meeting people from other cultures and learning a little bit more about conflict areas is welcome to get in touch with us and, you know, find out about participating.
Your funding? Where do you get your funding?
Funding comes from many different sources, of course, like most voluntary organizations at the moment. So we get some scholarships from the Ministry for Foreign Affairs in Italy. We also get funding from local authorities, from the European Community when we apply for funding through specific projects, like, for example, Youth in Action, or the UNDP is also another source of funding for us. And then we get, obviously, private funding and also funding from the CHE. They give us a certain amount each year to follow through certain kinds of cultural projects.
And how many kids do you take every year, and what is the average length of stay?
The number of kids we take each year is between about 12 and 15. Both boys and girls. The average length of stay is about a minimum a year and a half, because we normally take kids who do MAs or master's degrees. Sometimes, for example, Sultan, he is doing an undergraduate degree. So the minimum is about a year and a half, the maximum is about 3 years. And the age is anywhere between 19 and 28.
Yeah, I was speaking with Sultan from Pakistan, and I was quite impressed with him. He sounds like he's going to go back and try to make some sort of an impact himself when he returns home to Pakistan.
Yeah, I think he's very motivated. It's been an important experience for him, both meeting Rajuta, the student of ours who comes from India, and also the students from Israel, because for him, being a Muslim country, in a way, he feels like he has two sets of enemies, if you like, at Rondonet. Although, of course, they're, he doesn't see them as that anymore. Sultan has been a great student so far. He's participated in lots and lots of our projects, is particularly interested in working with young people in schools, and is a very good communicator. So I'm sure he'll have great success when he goes back home.